The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1995, the promise of a space cooperation agreement from the 1970s was finally fulfilled. 20 years after the Apollo-Soyuz test project, an international docking mission that brought American and Soviet space vehicles together in 1975, Space Shuttle Atlantis docked at the Russian Mir space station for the first time.
Houston, Atlantis, we have captured.
Copy, capture. Congratulations, Space Shuttle Atlantis, Space Station Mir. After 20 years, our spacecraft are docked in orbit again. Our new era of space exploration has begun.
Houston, Atlantis, we agree. It's a great feeling to be here. It's a massive team effort. Many people have pulled together to make this happen. We're lucky and we're honored and privileged to be part of this. It's great to be back joined in orbit again.
The mission was the beginning of a long process of both space superpowers learning from each other's successful space programs, leading to a partnership that still flies overhead with crew members from both countries, the International Space Station. In 2007, Apple unveiled the first model of the iPhone. Born today in 1911, composer Bernard Herrmann, he was Alfred Hitchcock's go-to music man for movies such as Psycho, North by Northwest, and Vertigo. He also scored the movies Taxi Driver and Citizen Kane and episodes of The Twilight Zone. Born today in 1919, actor Slim Pickens, who has a slim association with science fiction, he was the uncredited voice of Old Bob in The Black Hole.
Dr. Reinhardt ignored the orders to return home. They tried to take control of the Cygnus. Reinhardt called it mutiny and killed Mr. McCree.
What became of the crew?
They were captured by the Sentry robots and are still on board.
What?
Where?
In the command tower, the power center.
Robots, Mr. Pizer. Humanoid robots.
The most valuable thing in the universe, intelligent life, means nothing to Dr. Reinhardt. Without their wills, the crew became things he could command.
Stop-motion animation pioneer Ray Harryhausen was born in 1920. Actor and director Corey Allen, who co-starred in Rebel Without a Cause alongside James Dean and directed the first episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, was born in 1934. Shuttle astronaut Charles Precourt was born in 1955. Fellow shuttle astronaut George Zamka was born in 1962. The author of the Berserker science fiction novels, Fred Saberhagen, died on this day in 2007. And in 2008, actor Don S. Davis, who played General Hammond in the Stargate TV series, died at the age of 65. He had also guest starred in several episodes of Twin Peaks and was a retired United States Army captain in real life.
You've all been briefed on the mission by Colonel Makepeace. You know the enemy. You know the risks. What I'm trying to say is, I would rather not order you to do this. So I would like all of those willing to attempt the rescue of SG-1 to take one step. Very well.
In 2018, pioneering comic artist Steve Ditko died. While he was at Marvel, he co-created Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. In 1980, adventure beckoned to Atari 2600 owners everywhere. Atari released the revolutionary video game Adventure, whose map was far larger than what was seen on the TV screen, inspiring players to search for hours to find its secrets and avoid its infamous duck-shaped dragons. Among those secrets was a message from the game's programmer, Warren Robinette, who left his byline in a room that players could uncover after completing an unlikely set of actions, the first video game Easter egg. Robinette had already quit Atari by the time the hidden room with his name was discovered, disgruntled with the company's refusal to grant its game designers name credit. And in 1996, the first season of Xena Warrior Princess ended with a medical emergency.
We need help here! Somebody get help!
Gabrielle!
Set her down!
Gabrielle, relax. Relax. You're safe here.
In the episode, Is There a Doctor in the House? You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
Vincent, you and your friends are in grave danger. This is a death ship.